Andrea, thank you very much. Jed loved Handel's Messiah and apparently played it over and over and over again so often that the boys wondered if music could still come from the recording. But she loved that and is honored, I think, as we have heard it today, sung so beautifully. This is a day, say goodbye. We know that. Today's the day we all go back to school. At least we did when we were young. And it was one of the hardest days of the year for me growing up. I remember always having to say goodbye. Now as my own children grow up and one goes off this way and another way to study at universities, it's a time again to say goodbye. This morning when I left the house, I said goodbye to my daughter. She's going off to university today. And all the way down to the church, I would see parents walking their young children to school, some of them for the first time, I think, standing outside the schoolyard. Goodbye. It's only brief. It's only for a moment. We know that. But it made me think often today of the two of you and how difficult it must have been when your mother, who knew all about going back to school because she was a teacher in Malaysia, knew all about the importance of school, sent the two of you to Canada to finish high school and go to university. What it must have been like for you to say goodbye. You know about saying goodbye to your mom. You know about that. You can probably remember her tears. But this goodbye today is even different than that. Because this goodbye is so final. It's unlike any other goodbye. Every other goodbye has always meant, we'll see you later. This goodbye seems to have a period that the other ones didn't have. It's like becoming disconnected from your email and not being able to put it back together, and it completely baffles you. Often, as Terry said, he would go and fix his mother's email. If her server was down, she would become very disconcerted about being disconnected. And the faithful sons that she's had, they've always been so careful about tending to these needs. But this time is different. There's no repairing this server. This goodbye is different because it's death. And there's that finality. It's also hard to say goodbye today because there's a sense in which I think you could make a case that it's too soon. The scriptures do say 70, and she's 70. But if by reason of strength, 80, and we've come to almost assume it in this world, 80 or more, 80 plus. And so when I look down at the grandchildren, I can only wish that there could have been more. Not that in any way, shape, or form her life was incomplete, but just when I look at the grandchildren, I could wish they could have known more of their grandmother and been blessed as you have been blessed. And then I think, too, when we say goodbye, of the other things that perhaps need to be said, that perhaps weren't said because you were far away or because it came when you didn't quite expect it, death, that is. So maybe there was something else you want to say or need to say again, the thank yous, the I love yous, and perhaps even the reminiscing that's happened since she died, looking at all of those pictures and being so mindful of how blessed you were. If only I had remembered before, I could have summed it up better. Goodbye today means all of those other things too. The thank yous, the I love yous, the bless you. And so today is a day for those things. It's not a day to back away from grief and sorrow, but in fact, to face it, and to face it with that word goodbye, which encompasses all of those other words. And so I'm going to offer you a moment of silence And in that moment, invite you from your own hearts to say your own goodbye to Jade. Let us pause. Goodbye is not the last word today, because death itself does not have the final say. There are other things to say. This is also a day for thanksgiving, a day to look back as you have done and remember and give thanks to God, the giver of every good and perfect gift. To remember that indeed in this life, though we could long for more, that Jade's mission was complete, her missions were complete. We think of the mission she had as a mother, the sacrifices she made so that her sons could be educated. But even before that, the love that she so freely offered to them, nurturing them, particularly in those years after their father had died, caring for them as she did. And now when we see them and meet them and come to know them, we cannot help but be impressed. And we know that behind all of that is the remarkable mission of this woman to raise these two young men and to bless them. And there's no way that she has in any way fallen short. She has completed it. And for that we are so grateful and thankful to God. And she completed it in the way that she was able to see you both married, to see you blessed, to know the blessing of grandchildren. So the mission is accomplished. Thanks be to God for this remarkable mother. Thanks be to God for this remarkable teacher. Not too long ago, there was a celebration held in Malaysia for her as a teacher, and all kinds of students came out of nowhere to sing her praises, to speak of her tribute. She was overwhelmed because she was not one really who in any way, shape, or form had sought honor or tribute. But there it was. There it was. She was a teacher, a vice principal, as we learned. Her husband was a principal. She taught in the Methodist school, the Wesleyan school. And she had a remarkable influence on a lot of young people in Malaysia. She and her husband had a very important role in the community, in the church, in the schools, and often had dinner parties in the home where she faithfully attended to the task of serving others, providing the gift of hospitality, opening her heart and her home to others in need. In every way, she completed the mission of a teacher. Terry spoke also tenderly of his mother as a wife and of how important that was to who she was, even 25 years after her husband had died. She still sought to be true to her husband. But always she was true to herself. True to herself. She was not carried away with her own importance. She was humble. She was generous in the care that she offered to others. It wasn't just her family and her students, but also particularly in her years when the boys were here and she was working in Malaysia to support them. She became involved in supporting seniors in retirement homes, in supporting the work of her church, in Bible studies, and in the life of devotion. She was true to herself. And perhaps this was the source of her greatest strength that she offered so freely to you as her family. And so this is a day when we can't help but say not only goodbye, but also thanks be to God for this wonderful and remarkable life that was a part of your life and that has blessed you so wonderfully. There's Thanksgiving too, that her suffering is over, for she had suffered from diabetes and kidney failure, and in recent months they had taken a toll on her and handicapped her. But as we say that her suffering is over, we turn for another word, the word hope or the word faith. Because it's not simply that the end has come and she's not hurting anymore. It's that she's been freed from those things that have weighed her down. She's been freed from them. She's been liberated. She's been raised up above them. For her faith was in Jesus Christ. In recent years, we had the privilege of knowing her here. After she moved to Toronto, she would worship here on a Sunday. And I didn't get to know Jade well, but this I did know, her smile and the sense of joy that I could see in her face when she would greet me at the door. The joy was not simply because she was a bubbly, friendly person. It was because, of course, she was very aware of the blessings that she had in this life with her family. But it was even something more. It wasn't that she was simply looking back on a life that was good and blessed, on all those dinner parties and gatherings, but more that she was filled with joy because of the truths that we heard sung so beautifully in that solo. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And though I shall die, yet in my flesh shall I see God. There was a hope in her heart. A hope of reunion, a hope of life eternal. It's interesting that when Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, he spoke often about dinner parties in his parables. And Jade, I think, knew them well because she lived according to their creed. There was one parable, we read it on Sunday in one of the lessons at one of the services, and it was Jesus telling the story to his disciples about when he had been invited to someone's house for dinner. He said, when you're invited to someone's house for dinner or when you have a party, he said, when you go, always, never sit in the high seat. Always sit in the low seat, in the back row, if you will, not seeking attention. That's Jade. She lived by that. She was unassuming. One could meet her on a Sunday and have no idea just how many people she would have touched in her life. But they were many, many. Don't seek the seat of honor. He said, those who seek the seat of honor often have to be asked to move down because someone else more important comes along. He said, sit just in the back. And when the head of the feast comes, he will see you. And he will signal and say, come up higher. Come up higher. And we have a sense of that today. Come up higher. Her faith was in the one who was raised up from the dead, who conquered the grave and death. She looked to the one who would raise us up higher. This was her faith. So in fact, today, for Jade, for us it seems like goodbye, but for Jade, today is not back to school. She has passed all the trials of this life with flying colors. Today is graduation day. Today is reunion day. Today is, Jade, come up higher. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. God be with you. Thanks be to God.